Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court just last week allowed President Donald Trump's restrictions on so-called transgender people serving in the military to go into effect while the legal battle continues in the lower courts. We're going to be talking about this significant development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. During the Obama administration, you remember that he issued a rule that opened up the military to so-called transgender men and women serving in the military. Under President Donald Trump, he studied this and his agency and issued a guidance and reversed that. Well, you guessed, the lower courts ultimately said, you can't do that, it's unconstitutional, and they blocked it. And as usual, President Donald Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene, and they did. 5 of the 9 justices ultimately lifted that ban, and now, Matt, the ban, Donald Trump's restrictions, his common sense policy on this issue is able to go into effect.
And let's be clear what we're talking about here. We're talking about men who in the past, when Obama opened this up, who struggled with what the APA called gender identity disorder, a mental disorder. Today they call it gender dysphoria. But it is gender confusion, and President Obama, being politically correct, putting aside the unit cohesion and troop morale, opened up, for instance, the female barracks to men who are confused and pretending to be women, opened up the male barracks to women pretending to be men. That means opening up I was in the military. The showers are all open. So we're talking about people exposed to the opposite sex and in various states of undress, sharing barracks and so forth, you know, 18-year-old kids, my daughters, if they wanted to serve in the military. President Obama said, this is great. President Trump got advisors. The studies had been done. They said, no, this is not good. The military is no place for this kind of San Francisco-style social experimentation. And now the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, has reversed those injunctions. The battle will continue, but they've sent it back to the Ninth Circuit to say, hey, you need to issue a ruling on this. And then we will look at it at that point.
You know, I imagine all those who are serving, who have got to be focused on protecting our country, and those families as well, are sighing relief here.
Because, I mean, they even under Obama issued some guidance. And the guidance was, what do you do with men in the military, and I'm using that in quote, but they called them men in the military, that get pregnant.
They're women.
What do you do with men? How do you address men in the men's barracks who have monthly cycles?
I can't even believe we're having this conversation.
I know.
Well,
you
know, let me give you a newsflash. Men don't get pregnant.
What are we
talking about? We're talking about women who want to identify as a man, maybe look like a man, live in the men's barracks, shower in the men's showers, but who has not gone through the surgery to remove the uterus. So that's what we're talking about. They're not men. And yet the fake news media will refer to that person like they do Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is a man. He's not a woman. Refer to them as her or she. What we're talking about is individuals who can't change how they were born. You're either born male or female. You can do plastic surgery. You can take hormones, but it doesn't change who you are.
XY chromosomes.
You can't change that. And so what Obama did was open up the military to this kind of nonsense. And that means a person. So the military commanders are having to deal with a, quote, man who gets pregnant. Well, there is no such thing. They should be focused not on that kind of social reengineering, but on having the most well-prepared, well-equipped, lethal machine on the planet designed solely for one purpose, not a social club, not a fraternity, not a sorority, not an LGBT advocacy organization, but the most effective defense system in the world that defends us here domestically and abroad.
Because people's lives are at stake here.
Yeah, no, it is. That is social engineering. It's turning the military into a social engineering petri dish. And that places national security at risk, and it hurts the effectiveness of the military, of their mission to defend our borders and defend national security.
Yeah, you know, and we've seen fake news media, and it's become very evident during the Trump administration. We've seen it just recently. We don't even need to go into so many of the examples. But we also see fake science, and that's what you see in this area of the transgender, so-called, of the fake science. And we see these political agendas affecting both the professional associations, such as the American Psychological, American Psychiatric Association, that have become non-scientific on this issue. They've just become political. And Obama wanted to use the military to be this social experimental club and really push this LGBT agenda. Thank you, Donald Trump, for ultimately directing your then Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, who ultimately under his watch, they studied this issue and they came to the conclusion that allowing this in the military undermines morale of the soldiers in the military. And it negatively affects military readiness. And Matt, you know, you served in the military. This just is a common sense policy.
It would have been chaotic. When I was in basic training, Fort Bliss, Texas, in El Paso, sleeping in bunk beds right along in a row, open showers, intimate quarters, 24 hours, 7 days a week with other soldiers, it would have created utter chaos if we had a woman pretending to be a man showering alongside the men. I can't even imagine how it would have disrupted.
It's hard to even believe. I mean, it's astounding we're even having this conversation. The other thing I think that has been evident during these past couple of years under the Trump administration is the judges. And I'm so thankful that Donald Trump has been nominating and the Senate has been confirming judges at all levels, including the U.S. Supreme Court, that respect the rule of law, that respect the Constitution. But here's the pattern, Holly. It's been the same. Donald Trump does something. The ACLU or whatever files suit in some place of the country, oftentimes in California, because they like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Those courts stop Donald Trump. They think they have the authority to block whatever he's doing nationwide, even though they don't. And then it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, either on the merits or as an interim ruling, and the Supreme Court says, no, too fast, reverse it. This is the pattern that's happened. There is so much obstructionist.
It's like a game.
And it's a sad thing that you see it happening in the judicial branch because these judges have become very political rather than focused on the rule of law.
Absolutely. And it's a violation of separation of powers. It's the judiciary inserting itself into the purview, that which falls under the purview of the executive branch. It's clearly unconstitutional and a gross overreach and a violation of separation of powers.
And, you know, in this case, as commander-in-chief, the president has the best interest of his troops here. And so he's doing the appropriate thing and not allowing these confused people. They need help, you know, and they need to seek that, but they don't need to be in the military with other people focused on protecting our country.
That's right. And he is the commander-in-chief.
Right.
That is under the executive
and
branch.
And he takes that seriously.
It's important. Can I point out here, though, that it does not ban people from serving. It just says you can serve according to your biological sex.
Right.
So they can still serve.
Yeah. Even if they have something going on in their mind and they have some of these tensions, as long as they're mentally and physically capable, they can serve, but you can't go through all the hormone treatments and plastic surgery, and you have to serve according to your birth sex. So this is a great decision. It's 5-4, and you can imagine it's split right down the places where you might imagine. And who knows, if Kennedy was on the bench, it might not have done that since he had been so pro-LGBT in his rulings in the past. So this is a good step. The case will still go on, but it really signals where the Supreme Court is coming down on this issue. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for this and other information affecting your family, faith, and freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.